Many of us think we are being honest when we say to ourselves, "I'm happy." We think we are being honest when we tell ourselves and those we love, "I'm fine," or "Don't worry, everything's all right." But often we are lying. Not on purpose, not because we want to mislead others, but because we are in such pain or feel so uncomfortable with how we look or how we feel that we hide. We hide from our families, our friends, our doctors, our coworkers. We hide from ourselves. We hide because we feel ashamed. We tell everyone that we feel fine because how could we possibly admit that we are not? For years, I lived my life in hiding. And coming out of hiding took some painful reckoning. When others asked how I was doing, I would reply in a defensive tone, "I'm fine." The message I clearly sent with that response was, "Don't dig any deeper. Leave me alone." When I was 75 pounds overweight, I was heavy emotionally as well as physically. I gained the weight because I was out of touch with my inner needs and voice. Remaining heavy was a way to continue hiding. Admitting and recognizing the power of that inner place is where my journey to permanent weight loss and health began. And it will be the same for you. Not the same story, but the same reaching inward to the place where you've been hiding. To understand my weight loss journey, you need to also understand what else I had to lose, small step by small step, before I could shed pounds and find my true self. I grew up in Kingston, Ontario, Canada, with three siblings, one sister and two brothers. We had a happy home, and my parents were loving and supportive. My dad was resourceful, reliable, and sturdy, but it was my mom who was in charge of things. She was strict, and she set high standards for me and my siblings. She wanted the best for us all and pushed us to achieve. I was always a strong-willed young girl. I loved the challenge of competition. I was an athlete. I ran, swam, and played soccer. I loved horses. I was always on the move, rarely looking behind me as I forged ahead into my next new adventure. Always in a rush, I sometimes didn't look ahead either. I had more than a few run-ins with telephone wires and bushes and tree roots. At university, I studied science. I also fell in love hard and fast when I was just 20 years old. Since my then love was a couple of years ahead of me academically, I interrupted my studies when he graduated, and together we went out west. I believed in his dreams for our success and for our future together. We were married when I was 23. Not unusually young for the time, but definitely an age when I was only just beginning to understand myself. I didn't question giving up further education for my husband's career. It seemed natural, something I could do to show him the depth of my love and commitment. Besides, didn't I have the rest of my life to figure out what I wanted to do? But very early into my marriage, my connection to myself began to disappear. I cannot tell you about one specific moment or even one particular event that triggered my separation from myself. It was a slow build. But day by day, month by month, I began to lose a sense of my own importance. It probably began with the very simple act of giving up what had been important to me, studying science for someone else's dream. Even as I was thrilled to have children, I think I really let go of the real Tosca when I became a mother. Like many women of all ages, I jumped into parenthood and all its responsibilities and quickly became absorbed in making other people happy. What I can see now is that when I focused so completely on caring for my kids, I stopped knowing how to care for myself. But that wasn't the only reason I began hiding.